Get it? The Bird Show.
All right, let's recap from yesterday here, the love lost and found. Jen Hobby, how does love lost and found work again?
Basically, two people meet out and about somewhere, strike up a great conversation, but for some reason, one of them doesn't seal the deal by getting a number. So they're frustrated, want to reconnect with the person, come to us. We put out the all points bulletin of everything they know about them, get the number, and reconnect them.
I think you covered it.
It's love, it's lost, and then it's found.
That was beautiful.
Yeah?
That was really a work of art.
Are you okay going right to these callers? Or do you need to see a picture of them first to find out what order you're
going
to
make sure they're really pretty?
Because I only hang out with the good-looking people at events also.
We don't do love lost and found for ugly kids.
We don't hold them, hug them, or talk to them. That's our rule.
They don't deserve love.
All right,
that's who Melissa, Jeff, and Phil get to hang out with.
That's just the way things fall. Can we go on with this? Because we can't talk about that, so people are going to be going nuts.
I know.
We can't talk about it.
Sorry, just know the short version is Bird hates ugly people.
I hired you.
It doesn't mean you like me.
Here's the love lost and found from yesterday. Just like a 90-second clip just to get you guys all caught up, because we can wrap this thing up today.
We were talking for about half an hour. Turns out he's from Denver. We started talking about skiing in Winter Park, Colorado together. He told me he is a management consultant. He lives right around the corner from East Andrews, from what I understand. He graduated from Emory.
All right.
That might help.
Wow.
What was he wearing that night?
I think he was wearing jeans and just a white collared shirt buttoned down.
Good morning, Travis. You're on with the Burt Show.
I think I know who this Chris guy is. Everything that you described, it matches this guy perfect, except for the job.
Okay.
And there's a reason for that. He likes to kind of fabricate his work history.
Oh, okay.
Is he one of your friends?
Yeah, he is.
Is he a close enough friend to where you have his phone number?
I certainly do.
Hey, Taryn, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Well, I have a friend named Chris. I don't know Travis, so I don't think it's the same Chris, though. He lives in Buckhead and management consultant. Mm-hmm. We were there on Saturday night. I think it's the same guy.
Wow.
Is your Chris a guy that grew up in Denver?
Yes, he did.
Did he go to Emory?
Yes, he did. We graduated together.
Well, do you have Chris's number?
Yeah, I do. But Chris actually has a girlfriend. But I do know that he talked to someone who was about to buy her a drink at East Andrews and then said he had to go to the restroom.
And did he say he had to go to the restroom just to bail because he had a girlfriend?
Yes.
I wonder if it's the same guy.
Well, I'd like to talk to him.
I guess we'll find out tomorrow. All right, so at this time yesterday, we were really confused because there were two guys claiming to be Chris, mm-hmm, that talked to a Julia.
Yeah, intern Jen actually talked to two of them on the phone, and they both claimed to be the Chris that was from Denver, both worked in management consultant, both talked to a girl named Julia at East Andrews the other night, and both remember telling her that he had to go to the bathroom. So I called both of them yesterday, and one of the Chris's is on line four, okay, and he claims to be the Chris that Julia met, and then the other Chris actually came clean and said that his friend Travis had set him up on the radio and lied about
Travis.
Who he was.
It's
and to
Travis.
Get back at Travis was just going to go along with the story to be funny.
You know how every Kenny in my world is slow?
Yeah.
Every Travis is a dirtbag.
Dirtbag Travis.
From this point forward.
No, not really dirtbag Travis, mm-hmm, but I just imagine him being dirty.
Dirty, okay.
Kind of like smelly kid.
What was
he's Pigpen. A smelly kid.
Pigpen Travis.
Yeah, in his house always smells a little bit like cat urine. Sorry, Travis, I don't know you. I'm just saying you probably smell like pee.
Hey, Julia.
Have a good day.
Hi, everybody.
How are you?
Just know that, Julia, if you ever go out and you meet a Travis.
I'm just laughing about the cat pee thing.
Yeah, we're not setting you up with the pee-soaked Travis.
Right.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Not really cat pee, but the multiple cat odor. You know, somebody has more than one cat,
right,
it just kind of smells like...
It doesn't quite clean the litter box, is that what you're saying?
Right.
Have you ever gone into one of those homes and they'll ask you straight out, does my house smell like cats?
Because
no! And you're like, no!
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 Febreze is really what I get.
Yeah, no, it smells like I'm in a cat house. No.
Julia, oh, you've had 24 hours now to think about tracking down Chris, and we, mm-hmm, think we have done that.
Yeah, I've been listening.
So I think the first question we got to ask this guy when we get him on is just to make sure that he matches up with your description.
Right.
and then find out if he has a boyfriend or not. Because now I'm all confused, and I don't know which one has the boyfriend or girlfriend, I mean, and which one doesn't.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And we got to make sure he doesn't have cats.
Right.
Right. That's my worst fear. I have a cat
hoping
my house doesn't smell like
that. Right. Oh, no, I'm sure it doesn't.
Yeah. I'm sure it doesn't,
no,
too.
No, no.
Yours is different. You have a different kind of cat.
Of course.
Clean cat.
Yeah, your cat doesn't smell.
Totally different.
Yeah, I mean, you're okay because your name's not Travis.
Hey, Chris.
Exactly.
Good morning, Chris.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
Doing well, thanks.
All right, Chris, there are a couple of things that we need to ask you before we even get you on with Julia here, just to make sure you're the Chris that we're looking for.
Okay.
All right, are you from Denver?
I'm actually from Boulder, but close enough, I think.
All right, did you do a lot of skiing in Winter Park, Colorado?
Yes, I did.
Do you live in Buckhead?
Yes.
Did you graduate from Emory?
Yes, I did.
All right, were you at East Andrews last Saturday?
Yeah.
Were you wearing jeans and a white collared shirt?
Indeed, I was.
Oh, this must be the right guy.
I feel
guy,
like he's got a spotlight right on him.
Right.
And something else we need to know, did you go to the bathroom? Did you leave her? You know, like, so you did meet Julia, correct?
Yes.
And talked to her, and y'all, you know, talked for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And because she had said that the reason that she lost contact with you or didn't get a number or anything is because you had left to go to the restroom, correct? And then her friends took off. So did you leave to go to the restroom legitimately, or were you trying to move away from Julia?
I would say there was a little bit of both in there. But it was a good excuse to leave a situation that I had become a little bit uncomfortable with.
Why were you trying to leave Julia? Did she smell a little bit like cat urine?
No. To the contrary, I do have a girlfriend, and I felt like our conversation was starting to get to the point where I was giving her the wrong idea.
Okay. All right, that's legit. Hey, Julia.
Hey.
Hey, it's kind of what we thought yesterday.
Yeah, that's okay.
but he did nothing wrong, right?
No, absolutely not. I don't want to get him in trouble with his girlfriend at all or anything like that, because he didn't do anything to make me think that he was, you know, trying to take me home or anything like that,
right.
You know?
It was just a cool conversation that you had.
Yeah, it was a cool conversation. And like I said yesterday, I just find it rare that I'm in a bar and have a cool conversation.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, Chris, let me ask you this question, because it sparked a bigger question for us yesterday, and you may be a prime example to give us an answer, because here you are, and I'm guessing the situation, are you there with a whole bunch of guys and Julia's there with a whole bunch of girls?
I was there with probably four guys and three girls, some of which were attached to the guys and some of which were just friends.
Okay, so you and Julia start talking, and you're hitting it off pretty well, having great casual conversation. But how did people seem to be stuck on the drink part of this whole thing. Like, did you offer a drink, or were you just going to the bar for all your friends when you ended up bailing?
Okay. A couple of her friends came over, and it came up that it was her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And just to be in the spirit of, you know, the birthdays and having a good time for her, I was like, well, if it's your birthday, I should probably buy you a shot or something like that just to help you celebrate and, you know, make sure that you have a good time tonight, basically. Because, I mean, I know that when it was my birthday, especially my 21st, which was a couple of years ago, you know, random people bought me drinks.
Yeah.
And it made sure that I had a good time that night. And, you know, it's the one day a year you're not just another face in the crowd, so.
Well, Chris, now, did her friends come up to you specifically, or was she just coming up to you, or were they coming up to your group of friends to say, oh, and by the way, it's Julia's birthday?
They were just around.
Okay.
We got in this big debate yesterday, and most were calling up saying, look, if you're in a relationship with somebody else, you just don't buy anybody else a drink. And you must somehow feel that way because you bailed before the drink even came, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think it's a problem, and I've spoken with my girlfriend about it. She's like, if you had bought her the drink, it would not have been a problem with me.
Yeah, I'm really not trying to get you in trouble, and I'm not trying
no.
to grill you. I mean, this was a 30-minute debate yesterday.
I heard it.
Where we were trying to define, like, what is appropriate and what's not appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you did anything wrong at all.
Well, I think it may be a little bit different, too, because I forgot about the birthday part.
That changes everything for you?
Were you turning 21?
No, 23.
Okay. I thought for some reason it was like your 21st birthday or something like that.
So does
that... Well, I had said that, but not that it was her 21st birthday, but
right.
The 21st birthdays in general is when, you know, random strangers would always buy you a drink, so...
Right.
So does the fact that it was her birthday and let's say he legitimately would have bought her the drink because it was her birthday, at that point, if you're the girlfriend... Is there some gray area or some wiggle room here, or is it still inappropriate to
you? I think there's more wiggle room if it's somebody's birthday.
Yeah, and
because then you're not buying it for no reason. Like it's like, you know, you're giving him a gift.
But he
like you guys could have had sex, and it's her birthday, so it's okay.
As long as you didn't kiss, because that's personal. But he left. Chris, you left before the drinks ever came, right? So obviously there was some discomfort there.
Yeah.
And we're not getting you in trouble. It kind of goes back with our debate yesterday, you know, just like the scenarios and everything, because I was curious why you felt it was getting uncomfortable where you needed to bail. You know, like why I'm just curious why you didn't mention you had a girlfriend. And again, this is not, I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm just curious. Is it easier to walk away than it is to say you have a girlfriend?
At that point, I would say, yeah, because, you know, I'd known the girl for 15 minutes, however long it was. My perception of time may have been a little bit off, but, yeah, it was easy to walk away, and I went and hung out with my friends and had a great night for the rest of the night, and I didn't have to explain myself to anyone.
And he walks away knowing he's never going to hear from her ever again, so what's the big deal?
Right. It's not like she's going to track him down on the radio or anything.
Right. All right, man. Again, this is not a grilling session. I'm just glad we found you. And at least for you, Julie, at least you have closure on the whole thing.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay.
Yeah, no, the reason I was asking Chris, because I think for women, a lot of times we associate ourselves by who we're dating, you know, and that person always seems to come up. Like even when it's, I mean, we'll throw somebody's name in the conversation just to show everybody we're dating somebody. Where that's why I was asking, is it for a guy, is it easier to walk away or is it uncomfortable for you?
It's easier just to walk away.
I'll say it's easier for me too if I'm in a conversation. And if I'm in a conversation with somebody and I'm hitting it off, and we didn't broach any kind of topic that he would have been. I mean, he would have had to force his girlfriend into the conversation, I think. I mean, we were talking about where we grew up and where we went to college and all this stuff. I mean, I don't know, maybe if he met his girlfriend at college, then he could have dropped it in there. But for me, it's always easier to just kind of like, you know, not hurt anybody's feelings, but be like, oh, you know, I have to go, and I don't know, it's something I do too.
So. Yeah, just bail at that point.
I guess maybe it's not
the best way to handle it, but, yeah. You know.
Yeah, nobody owes anybody anything at that point.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, thanks. Thanks, Chris.
You bet.
Appreciate it, man.
All right, take it easy.
See you. Bye, Julia.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. I'm still kind of uncomfortable. Bye.
Yeah.
Good morning, Deborah. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, y'all. Listen, y'all are great, but I want to let you know that somebody needs to give that young man some props. I mean, he did have a conscience and walk away before it got too deep, so that was pretty good.
Yeah, I think we're trying to say that.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't accusing him of anything.
Yeah, he did it. And the girl really, I mean, she didn't want to find out anything. I mean, she wanted to find out something about him, but she did the okay thing, and if I was the girl's friend, I'd still be okay with it.
So is the lesson learned that if a guy walks away and never comes back, that you just let it go?
I mean, Pretty much.
Or he's got amnesia.
What could the other sign be to you? If we walk away, we don't get the phone number, and we don't come back looking for you.
Or it's like,
either that or you have Alzheimer's.
Julie.
We're not at Johnny's Hideaway. We're talking about East Andrews.
Let's see. But like Julia misunderstood. I guess she felt like she had left early before he had a chance to come back, or she felt like she missed an opportunity. You know, so I'm just wondering if girls need to take more of a clue from guys who walk away and never come back.
I think that would probably be a good idea. If they don't come back from the bathroom, either they got some real colon problems or they're just not interested.
Yeah. Or if you see him crawling out the bathroom window at the bar out to the parking lot, that's a clue because he's just not that interested.
You don't have to look too hard. If he never shows back up after he says, I'll be right back, he's just not that into you.
Or if he doesn't call you, that's what we talk about all the time is women who are trying to figure out what he means by not communicating with her.
It's really pretty. We're very simple creatures. See, the problem here is women are so complicated and you guys can manipulate so much better than we can that you assume we're manipulating the same way you are. We don't have that capacity.
Right.
We can't.
We give you too much credit, really.
Totally, because you think that we think as advanced as you do.
Uh-huh.
I'm here to tell you, guys, I have your back. We're dumb.
Save that.
Thanks for the support. That's cool.
You got it, man. We can't think like that.
Just say women are smart. Guys are dumb.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying women are smart. And we don't think that way. We like to be all out there and be honest with you guys.
Women are constantly
manipulating and playing these games.
Look at you.
And we can't think that
crab,
advanced.
Crab.
Get it. The Burt Show.